Hey, what's up, Side Hustling Busy Parents? Jay Helms, founder of this podcast and W2 Capitalist Movement, as I like to call it. Today, I want to talk to you a little about self-managing. I know I need to do an episode on the five signs that your property manager is stealing from you, because we experienced that real time. But I wanted to walk you through a scenario where we had to evict a tenant, and it was a very strange kind of situation. Which all evictions I think are a little strange in their own right, but this had to do with the county and how the county processed evictions. And a lot of what I'm about to tell you is advice that I received from my attorney. And so it was just an interesting way to work the system, so to speak. And so what had happened was is we had a tenant who, he was a couple months late behind on rent. Now, he was his first time he's done this ever since we've had him as a resident, and it was somebody we inherited, and he had been a great tenant, great communication. So, you know, in the first month he was late was December, and, you know, thinking about, hey, great tenant, great communication, what, I'll let him slide. You know, I'll just, hey, we haven't received your rent kind of notification through HemLane. You know, give us an update or whatnot. And then holidays got busy, January rolled around, he didn't pay again, and then we went to post a notice on the door, right? So we did the whole thing, and this is in the state of Alabama. And so, you know, there's the laws there allow you to post a on the first day after it's done. So the way our leases are written, let me explain that first, is rent is due on the first. It's late on the 5th. By state statute, I can post a notice on the 6th that says you have 7 days to pay, or we're going to proceed with the eviction process. Now, that is 7 business days, not 7 days total, right? And so after that 7 business days, then I, in this case, the property is owned by an LLC. So I have to have an attorney, again, state of Alabama law, that I have to have an attorney file the eviction process or start the eviction process. So attorney did that, and we got to, there was no response by the resident whatsoever after their 7 or 10 days that they get from the court, right, to, hey, we respond to this, whatnot. They didn't pay. And so we received the writ of possession. So here's where it gets interesting, is my attorney calls me and goes, hey, we have the writ of possession, and I can go file it, but here's what happened. And I was excited. I was like, great. When can I meet the sheriff over there to, you know, and schedule a locksmith and whatnot? And he said, well, that's one interesting thing about this county is they don't schedule these. Is they will go knock on the door, and if nobody answers, they will kick the door in. And I thought, well, that's ludicrous. I have a key. Why can't I just meet them up there? And he said, I don't know. He goes, this is just not how this county operates. And I was like, well, give me a time window. Like, be the cable guy. Say 8 to 12. I'll come sit in the parking lot, you know, or whatever, and wait for them to show up. And he's like, yeah, it just doesn't operate that way. And so more, he and I kind of go back and forth to kind of come up with, how do we get around this? And I called the sheriff's office, and I explained to them the situation. And the lady dispatcher says, well, we can't do anything until the writ of possession is filed with us, and then we'll have deputies go over. And I said, no, ma'am. I said, I don't want you to go over and kick the door down. I have a key. I have it upon good authority that I don't even think he's there, because I called the power company and just asked them, hey, is the power on? And they're like, no, the power hasn't been on for 7 or 8 months, which that's where it got really weird, that either he was living there with no power for 7, 8 months, or he was just paying rent and not staying there. And I don't know. That's where it got really weird. And so I pleaded with the dispatcher. I said, but look, I have the key. I can be there in an hour and a half. Sir, we can't do anything like that. We can't go in until, you know, the court provides us the writ of possession notice, or that you've won that, and we don't schedule those. And so some feedback my attorney gave me, he says, look, just tell them if they won't accept that, just tell them that you need to meet face to face with your resident and that you are concerned about your safety, which I was, which I was. Anytime you're, I'm a big guy, but I don't want to be dumb about it. Right. I always carry, when I go to our properties, always carry, period. I didn't want that to become the situation. So I told her, the dispatch, I said, okay, forget that I said anything about the foreclosure or not foreclosure, the eviction or writ of possession. Let me rephrase this, is that I need to have a conversation face to face with one of my residents, about a matter. And I'm concerned about my safety, and I would, I'm requesting an escort from one of your deputies. And instantly she said, sure, no problem. Here's what you do. And she walked me through the process of what to do. An hour and a half later, the deputy and I show up at the property. He's not even there. The door's open. The front and back doors are cracked open. And his stuff is there. We got it cleaned out the next day. Like, the deputy says, you're good to go. Like, he's not here. You can tell they left. The refrigerator looked and smelled like it hadn't been plugged in for like 7 or 8 months. And so, just an example of what, not necessarily work. I know I said work in the system earlier, but I would never have thought about that if I wouldn't have talked to the attorney before. So having a good attorney in your back pocket really could help, because otherwise I'd be paying for a door jam, right? Or possibly even new door, which, you know, $600-$700 versus just changing the keys out, which was $82, right? So always great to have a good attorney in your back pocket. Hope this story helps. If it has, I would love to take for you to take a few minutes and go give us a rating, just the stars. And then if you've got a few more minutes, go ahead and write us a review. Let me know what you think about this episode, either there or just send me a text. 205-249-0248 is my cell. All right. Chat with you guys tomorrow.